I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The nuclear deal between the U.S. and India will be officially signed by the two countries tomorrow. Yesterday, President Bush signed legislation authorizing the agreement. The deal will allow the U.S. to sell civilian nuclear technology and atomic energy to New Delhi. In return, India must permit international access to its civilian nuclear facilities, although not to its military nuclear sites. India has tested nuclear weapons before, and critics of this deal worry that it could end up boosting India's nuclear weapons program. But most Indians like the accord, even if some are skeptical. The BBC's Tinku Ray reports from New Delhi.
India needs power, and that's what the Indian government says the 123 civilian nuclear agreement with the United States will provide. Clean nuclear power to meet the huge demands for India's rapid growth and development. But veteran journalist MJ Akbar is not so convinced.
This whole thing is sold as peaceful nuclear energy. I mean, we are going to buy nuclear power stations from a nation which has not invested in its nuclear power since 1978. This is quite extraordinary. And it would be far, far wiser to spend this money on hydro and on, you can make coal clean, and there's huge amounts of water in India. You know, there's no shortage of water, as any annual flood will tell you. It just defeats me, frankly.
But the mainstream view in India towards the deal has been almost overwhelmingly positive. It's been like a roller coaster ride for many Indians who support it, as there have been several occasions when they thought it wasn't going to happen. Member of Parliament Rahul Gandhi, son of Congress Party President Sonia Gandhi, even went to the extent of expressing his full support for the deal as an Indian and not as a politician in Parliament.
This problem of energy security reflects itself every day with all of us. It reflects itself among the poor. It reflects itself with industry. It reflects itself among all Indians.
Never before in India has a foreign policy issue generated so much controversy or debate, not just in the political circles and media, but among the people. The overriding view is pride that the nation is out of the nuclear doghouse. Rahul Gandhi firmly believes nuclear energy is the only way India can continue to grow at the rate it is.
We see the revolutionary impact that IT and communications has had on this country. It is important that we do not forget this, because I believe if we look at the big picture here, sir, it is about whether India can become a global power in a type of energy that is going to be very important in the future.
I have no hesitation in saying that I feel it's excellent.
Wajahat Habibullah is a Chief Information Commissioner of India.
This particular deal is not only going to be able to get us the kind of resources which we need to promote our energy needs, it is also going to put us on the global stage as an equal of all these great powers which had prided themselves on being nuclear powers, and we were sort of marginalized.
Even though India is not a signatory of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, its position has always been one for nuclear disarmament. It says the NPT is discriminatory and actually widens the gap between the nuclear haves and have-nots. The country is no longer a nuclear pariah, and the deal has thrown up a lot of national pride among the people, and it didn't even have to sign the NPT to achieve that. For The World, this is Tinku Ray in New Delhi.